Mr. Joe's show was originally aired in front of a live internet audience and may not be rebroadcast or reproduced without express permission of the producers. Thank you.
Thank you to Texas Bobby Dean for creating our amazing theme song here at the Josie Show. He is such an incredible artist, and we thank him so much for sending in that winning theme song from our contest. So you can find out more about Texas Bobby Dean. Go to www.texasbobbydean.com. All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Josie Show Special Edition. I'm Josie Vasentino, and I thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. We have a very special show tonight. My guest tonight proved back in 2006 to America that she has definitely got talent by being the first ever winner on the NBC hit show America's Got Talent when she won at just 11 years old. Of course, I'm talking about Bianca Ryan. Now, 9 years later, her video and her performances on the internet have received millions of views, and we're going to catch up with her tonight and see what's going on. So everyone, please welcome to the show Bianca Ryan. Hey!
Hi, everybody.
Hey!
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it. So, I want to go back for just a second. I read as a young child you were winning contests as an incredible dancer, and, you know, not even your family realized you could sing. Can you share with us what you remember about, you know, that conversation you had with your dad about wanting to audition for Star Search?
Yeah. Okay, so ever since I was, like, 2, I was a dancer. I was tap dancing and doing ballet and jazz and all that. Mm-hmm. And then I guess when I was around 8 or 9, I started taking up singing a lot more and singing along to the radio. Mm-hmm. And I just really enjoyed it. And then I asked my dad to take me to an audition for Star Search because I had heard a lot of people talking about it, I guess, in my neighborhood and all the kids and the dancers and stuff around my dance studio. And he was like, Star Search, okay, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to do, like, a tap dance or what? And I was just like, what are you talking about? I'm going to sing a song. And then he was like, wait, you sing? I was like, yeah. So we went to New York, and I tried out for Star Search, and that was the beginning, really, of the whole singing shenanigans.
That is so, so cool. When he first heard you sing, I can't even imagine. He probably just had tears filled with joy seeing you sing for the first time.
Yeah, because I used to sing country music when I was younger.
Ooh,
so he was just like, wait, what? Where is all this coming from? And then I would sing songs in Spanish. And then I started singing more R&B stuff. So I'm pretty well-rounded.
Very, very cool. So you like a mix of different things. You just like music in general.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I love it all.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to touch base a little bit about, you know, when you were on America's Got Talent. Can you share with us what that moment was like for you in front of those judges at that time? What was that like?
It's so surreal, I guess, to think about it. I mean, even to me today, like, it doesn't even seem real, you know, that all happened. And I don't even remember a lot of it. It was just such a whirlwind. Everything was happening so fast. But it was super exciting. It was a great experience. It was so different because at the time, you know, America's Got Talent was brand new. And it was revolutionary, really, to have all different talents and giving everybody an opportunity to compete in a competition with all different talents, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, I went there for the fun. Never thought that I was going to win a day in my life because who wants another singer? You know, they finally come out with a variety show. I'm like, they definitely don't want a winner to be a singer.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, you know, I'll just go for the fun. And that's I enjoyed myself, but ended up winning, and it was pretty crazy. I didn't expect it at all.
Well, I have to say, I kind of expect it because I remember when I was like maybe 9 or 10. I'm 20 now. I remember when I watched it, my parents were watching it, I was like, oh, my goodness, I want to sing like that. I remember it was really, really cool, and we were really voting for you. We definitely enjoyed watching you sing.
Thank you.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
So much.
You're very, very welcome. So when you won, it was really, really cool, and those videos are still on YouTube to this day, getting tons of views. What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that like for you when people are like, hey, I watched you on America's Got Talent, I voted?
I think it's really funny, you know, that people still, like, you know, remember that video so clearly as if it were, you know, yesterday. And even still, I'm getting, like, new fans today that are just like, wait, what? I just saw your America's Got Talent video, and now look at you, you know? You're all grown up and stuff, so it's really funny.
That is so funny. And then, you know, I've seen that Simon Cowell, who is, let's admit it, he's not really that easy to impress to begin with. You know, he says something like, you know, Bianca is potentially one of the best singers I've ever heard in my life. So I can't even imagine what that felt like. When you've seen or heard that Simon said that, what was your reaction?
I remember when I heard him say that, and I was just like, wait, what? No, he didn't just say that. No, he didn't. And then I was freaking out. I, like, called my mom and told her.
Oh, my goodness. What was her reaction? She was probably like, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
That is so cool. And then I also seen that you, you know, you toured Europe, did like a 29-city tour in the United States with like Disney artists Allie and AJ Cornblue, Drake Bell. And then you worked with Quincy Jones, which, oh my goodness, let me just say that. That's incredible. What was it like working with those incredible artists?
Well, being on tour was super fun. I really enjoyed that, and traveling and getting to meet fans from all over, you know, the United States and all over the world. And working with Quincy was just amazing. He's just an amazing guy, you know, so down to earth, just really loves music and, you know, just loves music, you know, doesn't care about anything else, just wants to make good music and jam and just have good songs being written and produced.
Right, right. It must have been, like, such a fun, like, learning experience, kind of watching him do his thing and, you know, being mentored like that. That must have been really cool.
Oh, yeah, it was. And for him to, like, and he invited me to a couple of his events, and I even sang at his daughter's Sweet 16. So it was really cool. Really, really cool.
That is really, really cool. That is so, so cool. And, you know, now I am so excited because you are in the studio working on new music, and you have a new single titled Alice. And can you tell us a little bit about Alice and your upcoming music?
I actually wrote Alice a couple of years ago.
Oh, really?
And I guess sometime last year we were put in contact with the girl from Dance Moms. Her name's Chloe, and her mom, Christy. And I really wanted her to dance in one of my videos. And a lot of my stuff that I'm doing now is kind of fast music and more mainstream. But I really wanted to do something that was going to, you know, really showcase her dancing. And so I was like, hey, how about that song I wrote a couple years ago, Alice? And it's like a nice slow ballet. And I got it reproduced to make it more kind of mainstream electronic, you know, to try to match today's music.
Right.
And, because I wanted Chloe, I know Chloe's favorite type of dance is ballet and lyrical, so I really wanted to be able to intertwine the two, and that's what we did.
Very, very cool. So the Dance Mom fans are going to be really happy with it.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, nice. And, you know, I want to ask you if there's going to be maybe a CD in the works, like a full-out album. What do you think?
I'm releasing an EP this year, sometime this year. I'm not exactly sure when, but it will be out, probably a good 5 or 6 songs on the EP. And it's all music that I've written myself and have been in the studio working on a lot starting this 2015. And it's really mainstream, and it's something different, and I think people are going to love it.
Oh, well, I'm definitely going to buy it and show my support. I think that's really, really cool. Can't wait to hear it.
Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Now, how about we hear this little snippet that we have of Alice, and we'll be right back, all right? Let's do it.
Yeah, sure.
All right, here we go. I'm excited. Here we go. Check it out, everyone. Alice by Bianca Ryan. Thank you so much for sending that our way so we were able to play it. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Love it.
No problem. I'm really glad that you loved it.
Absolutely. I definitely love it. And I'm very excited because you have a Kickstarter that is still going for the music video for this. And I want to make sure that we get all that information out, how they can check out this Kickstarter and how they can get involved.
Yeah, I've been posting links nonstop, so there's a bunch of ways you can look it up. You can go either to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/officialbiancaryan, and it won't be more than one or two posts back with a link to my Kickstarter. So you just click on that, and that'll take you there. Or you can go to kickstarter.com and search in Bianca Ryan. Or you can go to my Twitter, which is just twitter.com/BiancaRyan, and I have links all on there, too, and all my tweets. So yeah, you just go over there, and we have a bunch of different prizes that are available. There's guitars. Actually, one of the guitars sold, and one of the ukuleles sold. We have a ukulele on there too. You can get a physical copy autographed by me and sent to your house for only, I think it's a $25 reward. So it's like, you know, there's a lot of things on there. There's exclusive T-shirts that like I designed myself. So there's a bunch of cool things that you guys can get for your donations to the music video.
Perfect. That's what I love about Kickstarter is the fans can, you know, get involved and potentially have an amazing music video to watch, you know, down in the future, but also get something like, you know, a CD and, like you said, you know, a lot of other cool prizes. It's like a win-win.
Yeah, and it's really exclusive because, I mean, the physical copies I did, they're just for the Kickstarter. So, you know, once everything's gone, they're really just basically going to be gone. And it's exciting, you know, with the Kickstarter, it's like getting the fans involved. And, you know, once they see the final project, you know, they can sit back and say, wow, like, I helped make this. You know, I was a part of this project. And I think that's the most important part is really just having people come together. And, you know, your fans are your team, so you do it together.
Exactly, exactly. And it ends in, like, about 8 days now. So,
Yeah, only eight days left.
Perfect. So please, everyone, if you want, get involved. Make sure you check out all the, you know, prizes and all the really cool stuff. And I'm excited about the music video. Going to be great. Cannot wait. Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned earlier that you are also a songwriter. You wrote most of the songs that are going to be in the upcoming EP. So what is it like for you? How do you get inspired when you're songwriting? Is it something, you know, personal? Do you write from the heart? Or is it just, you know, how does that come forth?
I have all different methods. Usually, you know, I write usually really late at night, and a lot of ideas come to me randomly. I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and I'll just go and record it so I don't forget it, and then I'll finish it in the morning. But I'll write about anything that I'm feeling. Sometimes I make up stories in my head, or if something, you know, struck me earlier that day, or if I get a lot of ideas when I'm out in public, if I'm just watching somebody in, like, a coffee shop or something crazy like that. And I just get inspired, obviously, like relationships and stuff like that really inspire songs. But yeah, I usually just come up with an idea and then I pick up a guitar or go to my piano and then just start mapping the whole song out.
Right, right. And since you are able to play music and, you know music, it's probably a lot easier to, you know, get the lyrics when you could, you know, write your own music. That must help tremendously.
It does. Yeah, it does make it a lot easier. And I actually just started producing too. So I'm going to also be taking a course, a professional course on producing as well, just because it'll just make it a whole lot easier because, you know, when I'm writing a song, I can hear the whole thing in my head.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to explain it to a producer. So I figure, you know, it'll make things easier if I learn how to do that. And then I can just, you know, create the entire song myself and all the sounds and effects that I hear in my head.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I mean, I think that's, you know, the best way because, I mean, only you know how you want it to be done. So, yeah. It's perfect.
Exactly.
So, yeah, and you're going to be wearing many hats. I mean, producing, you never know. Maybe you can start producing other people's music. You never know where that can go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that would be so awesome.
That would be. That is so, so cool. And I want to also make sure that all of your social networking sites are out there. So can you please give everyone, you know, your links that, you know, any that are that you use frequently?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm on Facebook a lot. So I think I said that. Facebook.com/officialBiancaRyan. My Instagram's also @officialBiancaRyan. And then there's the Twitter, which is just @BiancaRyan, my name.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have my YouTube channel, which is where you guys will first see the music video that's going to be uploaded. That's youtube.com/BiancaRyan here, H-E-R-E. I think that's basically all the social media that I use.
That's about the main one. So go check it out.
Yeah, those are all the main ones.
Perfect. Perfect. And I also seen that you have like a You Now, and a lot of artists are, you know, doing that now because it's a really great way to connect with fans. Are you going to do another one anytime soon?
I think I did one the other day here in LA, but I love doing You Now. It's like really just kind of putting a personality to a face over the internet because, you know, all you see are just pictures and just words that people tweet and post. But You Now, you know, you actually get to interact with people. And I think it's so fun to interact with a lot of the fans, too. It's definitely helped me get to know everybody a lot more than just seeing a face on the internet. So, yeah, I'm going to be doing a You Now probably tomorrow morning as well when I'm on my way back to Philly at the airport and stuff.
Nice, nice. Well, see, now everyone is going to be excited about that because I remember you had one and people were like, oh, I missed it. I want to do another one. So there will
I know. I go on randomly, just like spur of the moment, just log on.
Spontaneous. Nice. Perfect. Well, there will be another one, so don't you worry. And also I seen that, you know, a while ago you did a little bit of acting with this really cool trailer I seen on YouTube. Would you like to get into some more acting maybe in the future?
Oh, yeah. I absolutely love acting. I did, the independent film last year, the We Are Kings movie that was released then. And it was really, really fun. You know, I enjoy that. I enjoy stepping out of my comfort zone. And it's just so cool, to be somebody else and to step into somebody else's shoes. For some time and just act.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, I hope that you're able to do more of that because that would be really cool to see you like on a TV show or a movie. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be. So I'm hoping for that. A lot more acting this year as well.
Yes. And I really quick in the chat room, you have some fans here in the chat room that I really want to. They are saying some really nice things I think you would like. Jasmine18 in the chat room says, I love Bianca. She's an amazing person with a little heart emoticon.
Oh, thanks, Jasmine. That's really sweet.
Let's see. D.G. Stanton, tell her Doug E. Fresh loves her.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it.
Yes, much love from all of your fans there. And also a fun question for you. So when you're, you know, performing, because I know you did a lot of performing, have you ever had any kind of embarrassing onstage moment that you recall? Fun question.
I have a lot of embarrassing moments.
It happens.
I've tripped a lot on stage. I've fallen down. I've tripped downstairs. I've slipped downstairs. Basically, yeah, I've done it all. Anything you can imagine.
Well, I've heard a lot of interesting ones like wardrobe malfunction and stuff like that. So you're still good. It's all good. It happens.
Yeah, no, I don't think I've had a wardrobe malfunction.
There you go.
Cause I'm usually just wearing pants and a t-shirt on stage, but
yeah.
Probably why.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all good. I've heard a lot of interesting ones, but you're good. I mean, you never know what could happen when you're live. I think that's the most spontaneous
yeah,
part
exactly.
about it and the fun
mm-hmm.
part about it. Mm-hmm. Any upcoming performances, or would you like to, you know, do some more, you know, live performances in the future?
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping that after the EP releases this year, I'll be going on a tour, another tour of the U.S., so that will be fun.
That would be. I definitely can't wait. I hope to, you know, be able to see a live performance and maybe meet you. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be so cool.
That would be so cool. We could take like a selfie for Instagram. It'd be perfect.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. It's a deal. And another fun question for you. What's some of the best advice that you've ever received that you can give off to somebody else?
I've gotten a lot of advice over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say, like, you know, just really be yourself. Know who you are as an artist, you know, before you take, you know, the next step. And definitely, yeah, just be true to yourself. You know, don't let anybody tell you, you know, what kind of artist you are or, you know, what you're mm-hmm. worth or anything. Just really, you know, and also just stay grounded and keep people around you, you know, keep you grounded.
Because,
you know, some people they just, like, lose themselves in this industry, and it's just not good to do that. So, yeah, definitely just stay grounded, say who you are, and
great.
Don't give up. I mean, I know a lot of people see it as like impossible, like, oh, I want to be a singer, or I want to be you know, a musician, I want to be in a band, I want to go on American Idol, I want to go on America's Got Talent, and you know, really just go for it, because you don't know what's gonna happen. I mean, who knew that, you know, when I went to that audition, that my life would really change forever after that, you know? You just never know. You just have to take that chance.
Take that risk. Best advice,
mm-hmm.
for sure. Absolutely, absolutely. I think anyone could really follow that advice, too, no matter what, you know, profession you try to go for.
Yeah.
That's solid
yeah.
advice. Absolutely. And are you currently working on any other projects you could tell us about? Anything else? You know, what's next for Bianca Ryan?
Yeah, I'm just I'm in and out of the studio nonstop working on the EP,
mm-hmm.
and then the music video is going to be coming out. I have a lot of cover videos that are going to be going up on my YouTube channel probably, like, literally within the next week or two. I did some collabs with some artists that have been on, like, The Voice and stuff out here in L.A., so I'm going to be uploading that, a lot of live performances, which are really going to be so cool. It's super intimate. So I think people will definitely need to tune into that.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, I'm excited to check out the covers and, of course, see all the different things that you're, you know, have going on. And we ran out of time, but I just want to thank you so, so much. And good luck with all of your future endeavors. And we're fans. We'll keep checking it out.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. Everyone, check out Bianca Ryan at BiancaRyan.com. And we'll talk with you again very, very soon, all right? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hope you have a great rest of your night.
Bye, you too.
Bye, thank you. Bianca Ryan, everybody. Woo! Yes. She's fabulous. Had a great time chatting with the wonderful Bianca Ryan. We would love to have her back on anytime. She is wonderful, and I'm excited to see all of her, you know, endeavors, everything that she has going on. And I definitely could tell a lot is going to be going on. So I'm looking forward to it. And so now, some announcements really quick before we definitely get cut off. We're in the early stages of planning our 2015 Josie Show and Country Blast Radio Award Show event spectacular. Try saying that five times fast. We're currently seeking sponsors, so please go to josieshowawards.com and click on the sponsorship tab to see all of the available sponsor levels and what they offer to give you wonderful, you know, promotion at and around the event. For any questions, all you have to do is contact Tina at 331-442-5833, and we seek to have this event at a venue in Nashville, and it's going to be all genre, because the show is all genre, so we don't want to leave anybody out, and plus, I just love music, so I'm excited to check out all of the wonderful artists that will be performing, so it's going to be wonderful, and we have some more great special editions coming up this month on March 23rd. Make sure you guys have your calendars out. We got some really, really good ones. March 23rd, we have the legendary Claude Gray coming on. And then on March 30th, we have joining us Craig Wayne Boyd, who you all know is the winner of The Voice, Team Blake. Woo! Yeah. And so remember, these shows will start at 7 p.m. Central on their respective dates right here at josieshow.com. So please make sure to mark your calendars. Those are going to be wonderful ones. And, of course, this Friday on the Josie Show, a regularly scheduled Josie Show on Fridays at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone, 8 p.m. Eastern, my guests are London D. Leon, Colt Buckaloo and the Crossroads, Brittany Marie, and Abigail Rich. And it's going to be a wonderful show, so you will not want to miss that show. And remember, just josieshow.com. And remember, the Josie Show and Josie Show special editions are originally aired and recorded live at josieshow.com with a live internet audience and may not be recorded or aired without written consent from the Josie Show management. Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Josie Show special edition featuring Bianca Ryan tonight here at josieshow.com. And I'll be back with you guys on Friday. Good night, everyone. Mwah!